Seemed to be the answer. I felt like I was living half a life, and I hoped that The Biggest Loser could bring me to the place where I would be ready to start living a full life. I was really nervous, Michelle recalled as she picked up the phone to ask her mom if she would be willing to audition for the show. Her mom agreed to join her for the audition. After countless interviews and rigorous medical testing, the producers fell in love with Michelle, her mom, and their story, and invited them to be on the show. They arrived at The Biggest Loser ranch and looked around at husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, parents and children, all struggling with their weight and there to make life-altering changes together. They hugged and kissed, smiled, and held hands. They all had a really great connection and a really great relationship, Michelle smiled as she scanned the room full of The Biggest Loser contestants. But as she turned and saw her mother, the smile drained from her face. When I looked in the direction of my mother, I saw the source of my pain, and I saw the source of my weight gain. Everybody had somebody that they loved and felt really connected with, but I was there with the source of my pain and someone that I hardly knew. At that moment, she realized that this show was going to be more challenging, more personal than she had imagined. I started to do what I always do, she said. I put a smile on my face and hoped nobody would notice that I was falling apart inside. My smile was my armor. If I could just keep smiling, she thought, and tell everyone that everything was fine, then nobody would know any better. She wanted to lose weight and work on her relationship with her mom, but she doubted herself. I didn't know if I could do it, she admitted, and I sure didn't know if I could do it with my mom. Then Michelle reached her breaking point. On week 4 of the show, all the contestants filed in to face that week's challenge. They came to a deep pool filled to capacity. 2 metal poles hung from special rigging, one for them to stand on and another directly above to hold on to. As each contestant entered the pool and swam to their respective marks, they climbed onto their pole and began balancing the best they could. This was an endurance challenge. To make it more difficult, producers would slowly drain the water from the pool, making it progressively harder to keep balance. The last person standing on their pole would win the challenge. The clock began ticking, and the water began draining out of the pool. The more water that drained, the harder it became to balance. Michelle's mother was the first to fall into the water. If her team were to have a chance at winning, it depended entirely on Michelle. She held on as long as she could, but her muscles screamed and her patience waned. I'm done, she said.